Nebraska Extension Almanac.
On a recent program, we took a look at some of the issues dealing with different global standards when it comes to usage of veterinary drugs. Extension Specialist Elliot Dennis and UNL grad student Akinbodi Akunla discussed the various trade problems that occur when U.S. standards for drug residues are different than that of their trade partners. We start today's program when Akinbodi and Elliot talk about how these standards that aren't tariff-specific can stop shipments altogether.
Why it is called non-tariff barriers is that it is not tariff-based. I mean, if a country wakes up tomorrow to say that our tariff on U.S. beef is 250%, immediately you know that that country is protectionist. Just straightforward. But a country can look at one drug that is not really, you know, that they don't use, but is used by U.S. producers, and just say that, oh, we're not going to allow you to ship products into a market because you use that drug. So technically, it has stopped you from accessing that market.
Yeah, I would say a good example of this that we saw in the hog market was ractopamine. China came in and they said, we're just not going to accept hogs that are produced using ractopamine. And so that immediately closed that market. That was kind of a ban on total use. But effectively, what we find is in some cases, a country can set the residue limits to such low levels that it effectively is a ban. And so each country kind of chooses to do that. And what that ultimately means for a producer that wants to access that market is that it's a higher cost of production. Normally, these animal health practices are either to maintain or promote the well-being of an animal. For instance, if you're going to go ship to a certain export country and they don't allow a certain product to be used, as soon as you use that product, maybe preserve the health of that animal, they are immediately ineligible to go to that country and reduces kind of your market access. So it does create these costs that to access a certain country that has nothing to do with the tax or the tariff that that product is going to incur. Everything has to do with the production of that animal.
Elliot says there are some efforts to try to make global standards consistent between trading partners.
International standard or regulation body is called CODEX. And this is essentially a place where kind of the international community kind of comes together and establishes what they believe is kind of this, what is the science across all these different countries. And they set standards. And so a lot of times countries may not have the resources to do their own science. Think of like the Bahamas or smaller countries that they have a lot of things competing for their national budget. And so things like CODEX can set a national standard, and then countries can just say, we defer to that country. So there is some efforts underway to try to regulate and try to create a consensus. And what we find in another paper that we did was that when CODEX actually sets a standard, people tend to actually, or countries tend to aggregate to that standard. They kind of converge to that standard. This is really unique compared to something that we're seeing maybe like the pesticides and the fresh fruits and vegetables, where even though there might be an international standard, countries kind of do what they want. That isn't quite the case for meat products that we find. So CODEX comes out there, they kind of set it, and then a lot of countries tend to either defer to that standard, or they actually just change their standard to be in line with it. You don't have to, basically defer to CODEX just because they create a standard. And so countries can still choose to follow what they believe is their science and their country. That would be one example, right, Akinbodi?
Yeah, yeah. Like I mentioned earlier, the World Trade Organization's sanitary and phytosanitary agreements recognizes the right of every country to set its own limits. But the condition is it has to be scientific. Plus, it also now encourages countries to differ to CODEX, like Dr. Dennis said, to say, like, look, this is the international standards, let us use it, and the rest. So those are kind of efforts in place to make sure that there is regulatory harmonization around the world.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.